Begin the current daf Maseches Bamitzi daf Kuf Vav. We begin on basic and testmata. Begin this gemara. We came a kima hadereisha, and that's when the mazal of kima is on the person's head, which Pirshu Kuren Rashi explains. The kima is zon of tleh, it's the tail of the mazal tleh. In the Amar Berachas, the gemara says the gemara Berachas daf Nun Chesma Beis. But says Taisa, but he wasn't so precise. And the mean also actually the gemara says that the ash is zon of tleh. Actually, us is the tail of tleh. And the shekima, she's a kima smuchel is near it. But Omer, and he says, "Habli banai, give me my sons," and to say that it's like it belongs by him. Now, okay, fine. But it says a Mashi Pesach B'Kunjus. This is Rashi explained to be Yom Rishon Shel Adar. Then the first day of Adar, B'Seif Shah Siris, at the end of the 10th hour, Kaim Akima Be'Emtza Harakia, that the Mazal Akima is in the middle of the sky. Kasha is difficult because the Boyalim Lo Asa Medabra, the workers actually don't come from the forest, until when the stars come out, like the Gemara said previously, not Pegim on base. So it's not by the end of the Shah series, it's later. But moreover, the Besev Yud Shah is, at the end of 10 hours, it's still very much daytime. And one does not see the stars at that point. This is a mashma, but it sounds like Shavuot Leap Tain Simen Larisen, that he's giving a sign for the sharecroppers, Lahakir Shah, to recognize the time, that they should come back from the field, and they obviously can't, because they can't see the stars at that time. And B'zedech Elim, it's pushing it to say, what it means to say is, Kishe Yechshech Laila, that when it finally gets dark at night, then they see retroactive, Shavishas L'chasan Haisa Kima Lahadi Reshayu, that then when they had been going, then Kima was on their head. It doesn't sound like that. So Benir Lefarsh rather appears to explain the Asur Arisi Medabra, but Chilas Alayla. Rather, like they said, no, the sharecroppers, they come back from the forest at the beginning of the night. The time of Kimel Hadar Ashayi, when it says the Kim is on their heads, Hainu B'Tchilas Shvat, beginning of the month of Shvat, not Adar, but Oz Kolas Manazer, it's then that the time of the seed, the timing of planting is not here anymore. And that's what I'm saying, it's then is at nighttime when it's on their heads. Because meaning it's at night time when they're actually coming back. They would plant before Pesach 70 days. That's 5 days into the month of Shvat. And here we're saying that this, the planting season ends in the beginning of Shvat. It's a significant property that they plant for the purpose of Omer. So there, it's, since it's mochash of the karka, you're able to plant a little bit later. But you know, another project is the chilas shvat shel chamahu, bringing the shvat of the solar year, the kaima kima lahadir shayu, then kim is on top of their head. The chilas shvat shel chama maschel, because the beginning of shvat of the solar year doesn't stop. Rav Shana in most years, yisim ayin yom lefnei Pesach, more than 7 days before Pesach. And here we're talking about regarding the lunar year of shvat. In the test matzah, beginning the gemara, shodav yaspasa ba'avda, which says that it really didn't have to say the Shadab Aspasta that he first grew Aspasta, because the Balavach, because anyways, Matz Lameimer, he could say Ilahoizar Aspasta, had you planted after that Aspasta, Havel Avda, then it would still make. In other words, it doesn't make a difference if he planted Aspasta or not. Regarding the barley that didn't work out, he could have said you would have planted Aspasta then. Oh, so Lameisa Havel, it just says, that's just actually what happened. But really, it's not the significant part of the Halacha.